어 당아주 동아샤바 어디 디바샤비추 아니 세제 다지기 너한도 동해 도고 말해서 말해 동해 먼저 봐 이소도 동해 그 줴데 아니 가서 자 제제네 아니 동해 그 줴도 매워서 계셔 버려서 말아
And acknowledge, the confession of downfalls involves a confession. So the confession of downfalls involves or acknowledgement of our misdeeds. So what is the purpose for this? All sentient beings wish to not have any type of suffering. And if one wishes to not have suffering, it's necessary to find out what the causal factors are for that suffering. And eradicate the causes of the suffering if one wishes to not suffer.
Waje ta deba de kazure deba de shanta me ba ina de ne kazure tan tu ta du ngazul du nge yo ya wo tu ge ne tu re de war deba shanta yo waris deba shanta yo ba de ane sanje ko so bar se mar ba
deba sha dai yo ba da dai an da da gare
wash can
purify it's the existence of purification so when we speak of confession or acknowledgement of misdeeds the ability of this practice enables one to purify one's misdeeds and that are existent and the suffering will not come if the misdeeds have been purified
oje dibat tanga so gaso gore dibat pana nga su drug su taba ina thogi den dunge jeg nu was marwa drug su dus jaba ina to yun was tol del nie bu was ka jaba ina anu ko dunge de nyu du mu was tol me ba su tu du was den da bin sares
It's the purification of misdeeds is very similar to this example. If a snake bites someone, if a poisonous snake bites someone, then that poison has the ability to cause suffering or harm. But if one applies an antidote or a serum to that poisoning, then the poison cannot produce that result.
Kono amore se mareba nebu toje ge ane phede ge ane debi nebal nyo ruwar debi nebal nyo ne an debag nebal chung chung ruwar dunge nyo nyo ruwar
So the four opponent powers are very similar to a needle or the needle, the serum needle. The medicine of the four opponent powers has the ability to slowly lessen the abilities of the misdeeds and their potency. So it can slowly lessen their potential.
Megis hand dige ane dibad karime dibad dil dunge chigu yoba dibad ta yob ta du sunga megis hand dige she tu horas man ba she tu yo za megis hand ne ba chure te yin ta me lo ne ba chure za chure
At this point, we have the human basis. The human basis possesses a human mind, and the human mind has so many abilities and potentials. We have the ability to recognize the method to purify our misdeeds and downfalls. And it's because the human basis possesses the human mind that we say the human basis is an excellent basis with many powers and abilities, or powerful basis. I'm sorry? Precious. Rinch?
Oje da tene ngazu mama yimbi tene tondu da wa do so le shero de yo aris me melo yo bi shero na ji ku zul yo aris mare ba
and but those yanjer surana
but da pa ngazu tondu sha ti da che da do so le shero de de duas ina me na ji shero ku zul yo aris
So when we look at the animals, for instance, the animals do possess consciousness, but their consciousness or mind does not possess the same qualities that the human mind possess.
Ta mad ge keri namo namo she go re. Ane jero na chun jun na chu ge de da. Ane jero ge de da o to momo she ne su momo she go re so mar ba.
De jero de
ne ju sa ji ge chu ge de da o de de da Ani yin chi zang da ta di nda ma da lu zhang jian di xie guo res, de la di nian su ma bu xie guo res, ma ge xian di.
So in dependence upon the human mind, we can read many Dharma books or religious books, historical books, and things of this nature, historical books and Dharma books, and our ability to do this is in dependence upon the human mind.
The
qualities. So at this point we have the human basis. In a palm of our hands we possess this. We have the ability, we have many abilities because of this human basis. And at this time the teachings are present, the truth is present, and the teachers can teach us. And there are many Dharma friends or Dharma relationships that we can form. So we have to recognize that in our hand we have this human basis that possesses these abilities. But we have to be very careful because this is not something that will always come to us. This is not something that will always be here. So it's necessary for us to utilize it for its potential and be careful. I'm sorry? Now that he, and now Now Rinpoche is teaching the confession of downfalls, and it's fortunate, and we are able to listen.
Ani jaga kheba su kaadhin res, hanje kaadhin res, jaga kheba su kaadhin res, lotawa kaadhin res. Tene nga su pyoge nga su kekhen tu su gale gale maa shee ne, ane nga su te shedu wa res. Shee nga tene chuzu shee aji yung wa res.
Kaajin chenpo.
Nga ting chi wa res.
So it's because of the kindness of our teachers, the kindness of the Shachitupa. Of Buddha Shakyamuni and the kindness of the Indian pandits the kindness of the Indian pandits and the Tibetan teachers and so forth. So it's because of the kindness of all of these masters that have passed down the tradition that we are able to learn this. When my teacher was first teaching me Tibetan language, he taught me this confession of downfalls. When one is small, one does not understand things. My brothers and I would study together, and we only had one book. I had an older brother and a younger brother. My older brother has very good intelligence. The two of us were similar. But the younger one did not have very good intelligence, wasn't very smart, wasn't able to answer, wasn't very smart. So we would go through the words and the syllables of the Tibetan na ma etc. And then there would be various a test afterwards, and it began with one or two words, and then it would become larger and larger and larger, more and more words. So if we one looks at the text quite a bit, then it's possible to memorize it. Then it, one can memorize it.
Then ngasu gen go wat den ngasu de la gres an gen kar je gun ngasu te de gen ge nyamar lo wat de tuja char rin de gres te gen kurung one day one pare tri ba bu
tem chi
pa ji no gres
the ge gen laps
gen kurung de
so our teacher did this confession of downfalls every day, one time every day.
Then ngasu ge gen te de go wat
So then we looked at our teacher and saw that he did this every day. So then we, as small children, began to do the same. We didn't understand the benefits of it.
But
these days I think about it and I rejoice in that. Although we didn't, Sanadan Mashe, we didn't know what. We were thinking, we were purifying our misdeeds. So in the beginning here we see homage to the confession of the Bodhisattva's downfalls. And here the Bodhisattva is mentioned. And Bodhisattvas possess a Bodhisattva vow. And whenever there is a breach or if a downfall of the Bodhisattva vow, then it's necessary to purify. And here the, there is a method for a Bodhisattva. This is a method for a Bodhisattva to purify any downfalls of his or her Bodhisattva vow. So if the Bodhisattva is able to purify his or her downfalls or infraction, then we can also do the same. We can also purify our downfalls or negativity, misdeeds or negativities. So in the commentary we're using by Sanje Yeshe, he states that there are three sections or three meanings to the text, the confession of downfalls. That was stated,
yeah. So
the three sections or three meanings are as follows. The first is acknowledgement of misdeeds and downfalls. The second is dedication. And the third is an abbreviated or condensed meaning of the text or scripture.
So
when we look at the first section, The acknowledgement of misdeeds and downfalls. There are four sections to that, and those we've gone over many, many times, and those are the four opponent powers. And those four opponent powers are as follows: the power of basis, the power of antidote, the power of commitment, and the power of and the power of regret. So the power of basis, power of antidote, and power of commitment, and power of regret are the four sections, or the four opponents of the four opponent powers. The Delpa De Tongsha in
Kornala.
So in some texts you'll find that the order of the four opponent powers is different. Sometimes you'll find that the power of basis is the last section. But in the Confession of Downfalls, in this particular scripture, first is the power of basis. So other texts you'll find a different order, but this particular text starts with the power of basis. So the introduction, it says, homage to the confession of the Bodhisattva's downfalls. I, Jeff, throughout all times, take refuge in the Guru. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha. And this section refers to the power of basis. The power of basis is refuge and
bodhicitta.
Going for refuge to the three jewels, going for refuge is the door to Buddhism. And bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, is the door to the Mahayana, or to the great vehicle. This is the power of basis. So, and then the next section, starting with to the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni, Buddha, I prostrate, and ending with to the Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, king of the Lord of Mountains, firmly seated on the jewel and lotus, I prostrate. These are the 35 Buddhas. And this section is the section that refers to the power of antidote, or the power of applying remedies. So the first, to the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. If we ascertain this first line, then the ones beneath it are the meanings, or the understanding of the ones beneath it are the same. The understanding is the same.
Dene,
jom
Zhongba Duji Zhongba.
Duji. Okay. Okay. So previously we went over the words themselves, actually etymology. And in the Tibetan, it begins with Jom Dende. The word that we're going to begin with is Jom Dende. Jom refers to conqueror or victor. Conqueror or victor. Den refers to possessing, and De refers to go beyond or pass beyond. The first what is the Jom Dende victorious over? He or she is victorious over or has conquered the four Maras. What is he or she possessing? He or she is possessing the four bodies and the five exalted wisdoms. And go beyond refers to going beyond cyclic existence to nirvana or to liberation. So here, going beyond or passing beyond means passing beyond cyclic existence to nirvana. So this is the etymology of Jom Dende. Victor is Jom, possessing Den, and De is go beyond or pass beyond.
Jom Dende, Tijin Sheba Sina, Shaja Tuba De Gazore, Shaja Tuba De Ngama Sanji Wa Najin Sanji Yen, Tijin Sheba. Hama Sanji Zikande, Sanji Sal Ruyo Na, Khunga De Najin Ruyo Arsi, Tijin Sheba.
So Dejin Shepa, the one thus gone, refers to the Buddhas thus gone that have previously become Buddhas. So this refers to the Buddhas who have made their way to Buddhahood. So the one thus gone is Dejin Shepa, thus Dejin gone Shepa. Away.
Da Jomba Sina, Da Jomba Sina, Da Nyomo Baris. Nyomo Ba Jomba Yin, Da Nyomo Ba Jombe, Da Jomba Sina.
Da Jomba. So Da Jomba, enemy conqueror or enemy destroyer, refers to destroying the enemy Da Nyomo, the Yanjir Suralang. Da Jomba.
Da ngazu jiden da ngazu manzi da da zlogrowa. Da ngazu da zu od nyomo dres nyomo. Nyomo ba de ngazu neba jigores. Neba jigen dojo de nyomo dres marbe.
So here, enemy is not like a worldly enemy of an army or enemy of this sort. In this context, enemy refers to the afflictions. The afflictions have various negative abilities, afflictions such as attachment, aversion, and delusion. These have the ability, these afflictions have the ability to cause us harm. Because of the ability to their ability to harm us, they are called enemies. Da Jomba, or Arhat, is an enemy destroyer, a destroyer of the enemy of the afflictions.
Da Jomba yan taba zubis hanjis. Yan taba sina nyomo bata shiji jiba zungalo ta sabaro yan taba zubis hanji.
So yan dapar here, yan dapar zopi, yan dapar refers to complete. And here the complete refers to complete eradication of the afflictions as well as the obstructions to omniscience. So here, Yandapar refers to complete, Zopi refers to perfectly, and Rinpoche has just stated the word but not explained it.
Yandapar tubi sanji, sanji, sanji yata nyomo bi nyi le sanwa. Nyomo, ngasu nyi kata suna, nyi kena dina ngasu nesu jenda tong tugu marawa. Nyi ya se suna ndrama na mumbu tong anduwa. Dina naji nyomo bi nyi liyo ba yina, an chwe tang she tugu marasi. Nyomo bi nyi samba daba yin zang, an nyomo ba dan nyomo bu bacha daba yin du, an chwe tang chi chen tu ami shun cha rung marba, zubi sanji.
Tambo yanjir surunan, yanjir surunan.
Yan daba zubi sanji rwa, zubi sanji.
Sanji yomari, de sanji, de nyi, de nyomo nyi, de yanjir la rana.
Yan daba zubi sanji, sanji siya dal nyomo bi nyi le sanji na, nyomo bi nyi le sanbi na sam. Jesus, Shijala Ludu Jeba, Marbella. 다 산지 기타네 가서 그래 뇨모비니레 사바 뇨모바데 뇨모바샤 가봉 사바 인송다 뇨모비니레 사바레 상 제스나 안 산지 그 세자 타지 셰 그래 산지 그 마시 비셔 지요 말 산지 그 셰러데 최 타지 잡디요 아래 세자 타지 로드 지요 말베
로드 로드
외송 외송
wisdom of
yeah
얘네 낮추 니나 then top the netsu shingamar they love song they got it
낮추 니 얘네나 얘네들이 되는 아주 세바 세바 건가 안 세 도움도
okay
얘네야 상소나 안에 메게 조 통고도 나이 닦고 그래 마고 고고도 와 then 아직 사지게 뇨모바다 시지 데바도 뽕바 인소다 안 최타지 챈도 거래. 뇨모도 시디 마보나 최타지 셰도 거 말이야. 말이야.
To chain up. So the next word, the Sanjay, refers to Buddha, but Sang refers to awaken, Jay refers to spread. So here, awaken refers to being awoken from the sleep of the afflictions. If one is sleeping, then the consciousness is not apprehending. The sense consciousness are not apprehending things. It shuts down when we go to sleep. So it is ended. But then when we awake or we rise, we again see things. Our eye consciousness apprehends forms, our ear consciousness apprehends sounds, and so forth. So we are awoken. Likewise, when one is asleep, because of the afflictions or asleep in the afflictions, then he or she is not able to ascertain all phenomena or is not able to be omniscient. This is because if one still has the afflictive obstructions and the obstructions to omniscience, then it is not possible to be an all-knower or one who is omniscient. So it's necessary for one to abandon these negativities in order to be omniscient or all-knowing. And the Buddha is one who has abandoned these things and has woken up from the sleep of afflictions and is now omniscient or is in the state of all-knowing. The second part of it, Jay, spread refers to the recognition that Buddha cognizes all objects of knowledge, has the wisdom of all objects of knowledge. And because of this wisdom of all aspects of knowledge, the Jay Dondagare.
Lode Jeba. Yosungi Chutanji Si, Sheba. Sheba. Sanji Shiro Yoro. Shiro Dege Si O Panamana.
I'm not connecting the literal translation of the word spread to this, but Rinpoche is saying that Buddha's wisdom can apprehend or understand all objects of knowledge. So this wisdom is a wisdom that spreads. Do you clear on that? The J, I looked it up in the dictionary, and J is spread.
Vast.
So vast would make more sense there. That wasn't, I didn't see that, but that makes a lot more sense. So vast would refer to the wisdom, the vast, the amount of wisdom, the all-knowing wisdom that recognizes or understands all objects of knowledge. So we'll use vast there. Thank you, Ed. I forgot that from last week. Okay. So we can find this in the text Sublime Continuum, the Uttara Tantra by Lord
Machaya. Ngoto lada mi denzan roa. Hai ram ki tene ne
yuende
ya shu ji. Ane ngele ki yuende ya shu tama lo sanji shaja tuwa lo yuwa res. Di yi so zan pes. Ngoto to ngele ki pe dan tenbi na pes, pe. Ngoto si na hai ram roa, hai ram. Lada mi kubo. Ngele si na taba dan tanji jima.
Sarvadanta. So the Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddha possesses qualities that are all of the best qualities of the higher realms and the best qualities of liberation and all knowing. And it's higher, excellent, the Yunten, Yunten Jin, Yunten Hlapa, Yunten Hlapa. So all of the excellent qualities that the beings in the higher realms, such as the gods and humans, all of the excellent qualities of liberation and the all-knowing, all of these excellent qualities the Buddha possesses. So the Buddha possesses all of the best qualities that can be possessed. So the Pel Jelwa is the next part. Pel means glorious, Jelwa means conqueror, and Rinpoche went over Pel. And Pel, the glorious, refers to this.
Pel Jelwa is Nyomobi Dali Jelwa.
So the Jelwa, conqueror, refers to conquering the enemy of the afflictions.
Jelwa. Shaja Tobasana. Shaja Sanjig Lombadre is Marie, Sanjig Tonyutre, Shaja Toba, Shaji Sanji, Shaja Mune, what the things are.
So Shakya Tupa refers to Shakyamuni. Shakya is the clan or the lineage from which Shakyamuni Buddha came. So the clan or lineage historically that Shakyamuni was from.
What that one then the Tijinshe Badajumayanta Bazubu Sanji Peja was Shaja Tubala Shaselos, Tajinduna, Kaba Tiki Dibatagris was Benebet,
Chichi,
Tichi Marbe, Chichi, Nomadin Debatson Damanda Yundu,
that lesser. In Tuba, I don't agree.
Tubas is a Dero, Tubasna, Shaja Tubas are there, Tubas are the Nyomu, but Nyomu with Datub and Tuba.
So here, the Tupa, and I think it's Muni, Shakyamuni in the Sanskrit, but in Tibetan it's Shakya Tupa. Tupa refers to subduer or conqueror, and subduer of the enemy of afflictions. So the Tupa in Shakya Tupa refers to subduer, and in the dictionary it says conqueror, parentheses, of afflictions. So that's the meaning of that. So if one states or says the prayer to the founder Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate, then this can purify 10,000 eons of negative karma. And various commentaries have different numbers, but this one states 10,000
eons. They are Colon Jacques Jung Ingris, Jebu Chung Sambe, and the Shazeva Hina, could the Twitch Dibatawe, Dingi Sambe Shazeva Hina, and Dibandin Tawe, Shanchuk Santa, Maya Nagasan Yoba Hina, what the Shazeva in the Dibachavatanu is, Maria.
So when we say to the Bhagavan, to the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate, then this can purify 10,000 eons of negative karma. But when we speak of misdeeds or negativities, then we have to look, that are purified, we have to look at the motivation and the levels of motivation that we have while doing this practice. If we have a small level of good motivation, it's a small level, then this level will eradicate the smaller levels of misdeeds. If it's a medium level, it will eradicate medium levels of misdeeds. And if the motivation is that of a Mahayanist that is imbued with the mind that aspires to enlightenment or bodhicitta, then this becomes the this motivation purifies the greatest level of misdeeds.
What that one in the Tijisha Vadajumayanta Batu Sanji Peja was Shadatubala Shadu Sanji Sungala Sanji Sunju Sungala Shatsavate, Keba Tijitan, Keba Tinin, the Jitunta, what did the Deva Tabate, and the children to each day on the URS, Benebet, what the Shelly Labor was.
So if we look at these 35 names, these 35 Buddhas, and we see that One name purifies 10,000 eons of negativity, and another 20,000 eons of negativity, etc. And we have this in English and can understand it. We can recognize the Pembe, the Tamagari Sumbre.
That then is Haji Sunjus on the Shazagina, Benebet, Chumbu Yoris, Penchu Yoris.
So the great benefits of this practice of the 35 Buddhas is found in the English.
So
if we say the prayer of the confession of downfalls, then it will be very beneficial. So we previously went over the power of basis and power of antidote. And in the prayer, beginning with to the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate. And ending with to Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, king of the Lord of Mountains, firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. We will now, because we went over the meaning of these and went over power of basis and power of antidote, we will together do this prayer. One time. The Da means Shijiwa Tamshe. Thank you. So we are going to go over all of these, the power of basis and the power of antidote. So beginning with homage to the confessions of Bodhisattva's downfalls and ending with the Lord of Mountains firmly seated on jewel and lotus. So power of basis and power of antidote. So the entire thing. Yes. NGK.
Oh, NGK. Yeah.
Gangin Sena Puke Yure.
NGK Due.
NGK Puke Yure.
NGK
Puik. Okay, we're going to do it in the Tibetan transliteration.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll begin with Namo, states, and we'll do it slow so folks can, we can all do it together. Does anybody, I hear, someone can take my text, I have the Tibetan here. This is a real test. I've done this in 3 years. Namo Shanchu Sambe Tung Wa Shabba Da Je She Je Wa Pyu Da Du La Ma La Ja Su Chi Yo San Je La Ja Su Chi Yo Chu La Ja Su Chi Yo Gen Du La Ja Su Chi Yo Dung Pa Jong Den De
This
is the power of basis. So now we've arrived at the power of antidote, or power of applying remedies.
Dumpa jom den de dejen sheba da jom pa yanda pa dope sanje pe jawa shacha tupa la shatse lo dejen sheba dojen nipo rapu jom pa la shatse lo dejen sheba rinchen utru la shatse lo dejen sheba Shepa Luangi Jebo La Shatselo Dejen Shepa Gunula La Shatselo Dejen Shepa Beje La Shatselo Dejen Shepa Rinchen Me La Shatselo Dejen Shepa Rinchen Dao La Shatselo Dejen Shepa Tonwa Don Yu La Shatselo Dejen Shepa Rinchen Dao La Shatselo Dejen sheba jima meba la sha tselo. Dejen sheba bejin la sha tselo. Dejen sheba tsamba la sha tselo. Dejen sheba tsamba jin la sha tselo. Dejen sheba chula la sha tselo. Dejen sheba chule la la sha tselo. Dejen sheba bezan la sha tselo. Dejen sheba tsenden be la sha tselo. Dejen sheba jidaye la sha tselo. Dejen sheba lupe la sha tselo. Dejen sheba nyanyen mebi bela shatselo. Dejen sheba seme jibu la shatselo. Dejen sheba metu bela shatselo. Dejen sheba zambi uze namba rupe ngumno jimba la shatselo. Dejen sheba mebe uze namba rupe nyumba jemba la shatselo. Dejen sheba nupe la shatselo. Dejen sheba jembe pe la shatselo. Dejen sheba tsenbe jindu yondra pe shatselo. Dejen sheba wombo dubi gelpe jeja wa la shatselo. Dejen sheba jindu namba nubi pe la shatselo. Dejen sheba yule jindu namba jewa la shatselo. Dejen sheba namba nubi shibi bela shatselo. Dejen sheba gune namba gubi bela shatselo. Dejen sheba rinjen pinbe namba nubi la shatselo. Dejen sheba dajon ba yanda ba zobi sanje rinpoche namba la dugu.
What the name of good job address?
This is the power of applying remedies, the power of antidote.
What the two do what the Dibatan words there.
So this is the at the root, this is the Dibada. This is the main essence of or main Dibada purification of misdeeds.
Oji tatendala rechemondo nya bugun karsegure nya bugun shubitodala mambu yuar tenane ane karsegure saji sungugune shaba suyu dan bi shaba ode saji sungugune shaba de nya bugun shubo ode insaris.
So in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment excuse me, in the Lamrim Chemo, there are various ways in which one can purify various ways in which one, various remedies in which one can apply. And this falls into the category of dependence upon profound sutras. Dudo Zamodemba. Dudo Zamodemba. The Lanren Chemo Nanla. The Sanje
Sutra Sangha.
In the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, there are various remedies or various antidotes that are stated one can apply. There are six divisions. The divisions of dependence upon profound sutras, an interest in emptiness, dependence on recitation, dependence upon images, dependence upon offering, and dependence upon names. And here, the dependence upon names, this antidote of the 35 Buddhas is dependence upon names. I forgot one. Rinpoche also said the 100 syllable mantra, Yichadung, the 100 syllable mantra one can do. There's in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, it's stated that there are many remedies. Here this is the dependence upon name, the Buddha's names. Dependence upon names or Buddha's names.
Where's my book? I'm sorry, I gave it during the prayer.
I just need to go have it so I don't. So in the beginning of the Confession of Downfalls, it says, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Guru, take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Dharma, take refuge in the Sangha, and this is the power of basis. When we look at the, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, and I take refuge in the Sangha, we can clearly see refuge. But where is the mind generation in this? What is the reason that we state that the Mahayana mind generation or bodhicitta is also contained in here? There are two kinds of refuge, causal refuge and resultant refuge. Causal refuge refers to going for refuge to the Lama, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha, refuge going for refuge to the teacher, etc. So all of these types of refuge fall under the category of causal refuge. So resultant refuge, we can say that mind generation, parentheses Mahayana mind generation, is resultant refuge. So here, the 35 homages, or the 30 homage, or prostration, or homage to the 35 names, we can see when we look at the seven limb prayer. The first limb is homage or prostration, and here the first limb of the seven limb prayer is this section. I'm sorry. Let me start this over. This section where we see the homage or the prostration is the section of the first limb of the seven limb prayer, homage. So where is the offering limb, which is the second limb? And we can say that the offering limb and the prostration limb are combined, and these homages or prostrations are both prostration or homage and offering. Buddha Sabha, like, then it's
Ça sen de sadece de şanju sabah gabı yungurız. Değil sonra çöbar endu varsın var be.
So we look at the word offering. In Sanskrit, the word is bunza. What is it? Oh, it's puja. Oh, okay.
Puja.
Puja. So in Sanskrit, guru puja, that would make sense. So in Sanskrit, the word is puja. So in Tibetan, it is chupa. So here, what is an offering? And when we look at objects who we're offering to, the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, an offering is that which pleases the mind, pleases the minds of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So that which pleases the mind of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So this is what an offering. And if it doesn't, it's not. If it doesn't please the minds of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then it is not an offering.
Oje tan ngaso nyebu to ji gune deba shabu chu non te ji to chin sa bres te ne nyebu gun ji bu to ru ni ni chin sa marbe
referring to the four opponent powers, we have already gone over the power of basis or the power of foundation and the power of applying remedies or power of applying antidotes.
Oh, that ne ta somba de naba sönji mi to du waris naba sönji mi to naba sönji mi to le waris naba sönji mi to z garz na dibal dibal jo ba je adres jo ba diba diba sa sa du ota na diba sa ba ji ma so nya be jo ba de naba sönji mi to z waris marbe
The third is the power of applying remedies or the power of antidote. I'm so sorry. The third is the power of eradication, or the power of refutation of the lifestyle. And this refers to when one engages in a misdeed of some sort and says, oh, I regret having done that. I wish I hadn't done that. So here, the power of, I don't know why I keep saying that one. The power of eradication or refutation of the lifestyle is a regret in having done a misdeed. So regretting a misdeed.
Naba sunji bito shibala, tuensen sun yungdus. Sun karirisina, ane didun shabi, pambur dzeba suwa, suwa dabas tamburis. Didun shabi. Ane nge, dibadil dunge yungdus. Ane dibadil dunge yungdus, nga dunge gabiyo mare. Ane sijen tanji dunge gabiyo mare. Ane dibashal gabiyus, gabiyo. Ane... Devashal gabiyus.
Ngatsu gabiyu.
Devashal gabiyuaris. Oya. Tene peja wa shaja tubala suba. Ane sanji sunga chiron tu. Ane nge devashal pambu jiru jis. Pambu. Pambu zeba. Pambu zeba suba.
Pambu. Pamba. Pamba.
Pambu. Pambu sigaro.
Pambu. Abandon.
Pena nga su. Ko. Kanchu tusu no kotel rukudu. Kotel. Kotel maribe.
Law,
Dangani conjure to the others, could the Gani conjure to others? Dangani Tingon Rune, Lol Sugar or Law, and the Law Nani Tendi Masons, that you know the condemned doom with the Taruchis, Marbe. Pombus of Timarbe, Pombo.
Judge, so referring back, so the third section of the four opponent powers is the power of regret or refutation of the lifestyle. Power of eradication. So this has three sections. So this has three sections or three meanings. The first is the request or the request. So here, this refers to the fact that We recognize that suffering will come to us and that we do not like to have suffering. We also recognize that others do not like to have suffering and do not wish to have suffering. We do like confession. So if we do like confession, this is the part that I'm not clear on. We're requesting the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to be able to enable us to... it's like requesting a judge to enable us to...
What does it go about?
So it's requesting an acknowledgement of this acknowledgement of downfalls. Please listen to me. So it's a request. I'm just not clear on this one word, and that's what's making this difficult. It's a request. Please hear me. Please listen. A request for Who decides?
Almost like a referee.
He's saying if a mother and has a child, has children, and they're fighting, and then they almost... The parents who break the fight up and say, no, you're in the wrong and you're in the right, you did bad and you did good, the parents are this word, the pomo. The judge, similar, judge, referee. So it's an entreating or requesting them... But this is the part, it just doesn't connect. Requesting the judge, there is no judge. They're requesting the Selpo
Yomani.
So we're similar to Buddhist children. We don't understand what misdeeds to abandon, what virtue to accumulate. We don't understand these things. So the Buddha is looking at us like children in this way. I just don't know how to translate this clearly. You have it? No? Any aid here? Sometimes this happens, and I just don't want to just, you know, wing it. I am confessing my misdeeds.
So I am confessing my misdeeds.
It's asking the 35 Buddhas to listen to our request. Please hear, look on us. Requesting the 35 Buddhas to look on us while we're doing this confession of downfalls, to look over us. Please hear me now. There's a connection there. In a lot of texts you see that please hear me now, listen to me now. In the future, we'll get the dictionary and we'll become very clear on this one.
Okay.
The first one is definitely, it's like, it's a request. It's a requesting the Buddha to please listen. Basically. I thought of it, but then I was, how does that connect to the parents and the judge. And
do you have an idea of the judge that he is something we can act
a little bit? Oh, that's true. We have a lot of...
God is our judge.
Exactly. Very loaded words. Like
that's why I was avoiding it. Please pay attention to me.
Please
pay attention to me. So, we're going to read the first section. It's on page 13 of your Confession of Downfalls. Does he want us to read it all together? So in this it says, all those, you 35 Buddhas and others, as many Tathagatas arhats, perfectly completed Buddhas, as there are existing, sustaining, and residing in all the world systems of the Ten Directions, all you Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. So this is the request here, the request, please pay attention to me. On page I have a different one, maybe. I have an older version of it. So.
That English, very the touch in there.
Nyamdu.
Man, no, what you doing?
Inji, dang bui.
Inji, don't say so. That bui, English, Tibetan English.
Okay, in the Tibetan it says, Deda la sopa chochui, jiktenji, kam tamche na. Dejin Sheba, Dajomba, Yandapa, Zobi, Sanje, Jomdende, Gangi Nechi, Jutu, Jing Jepi, Sanje, Jomdende, Deda, Tamche, Dala, Gonsu,
So,
so here this is the request for Ditunshab, the request for request. For those to pay attention to the confession of misdeeds and downfalls. Okay. Dida la sopa jochui jikden ji kamtam che na dejin shepa dajomba.
Oh, dida la sopa se sanje sanje sangal nga sungo se sha se goro wa. Sanje sanje sangal chambal san tang jo maris. Sanje sanje sangal la sobe ane du sungo sanje tangje sha se ne goro wa. Shuju sanje tangje sha se. Shuju sanje tangje ane nga ju diba sha pambu jiru ji. Pambu jiru nas.
So here in the beginning it says, all those, you 35 Buddhas in parentheses, and others. So here, this does not only refer to, it's not only a request for the 35 Buddhas to pay attention, it is also a request for all the Buddhas of the three times and all the Buddhas in the ten directions. So this is not only for a request for the 35 Buddhas, but all of the Buddhas. So that is what this first line refers to.
Tada la subi shuju jiden ji khan ta ji shuju jiden ji khan ta ji marba. Shuju jiden ji khan ta ji na ne. Kaza. Shuju jiden ji khan ta ji.
It says residing in all the world systems of the ten directions. It's not in the same order, the Tibetan and the English per se. So so all of those 35 Buddhas and others sustaining and residing in the world systems of the ten directions.
Shuju yin jiden ji kan tang jie na. Sanji jiong den de jie nian
So it says all those residing in the world systems of the 10 directions, and that refers to the Dharmakaya. When we speak of the three bodies of a Buddha, that first section, residing in the world systems of the 10 directions, Shu Chu Chuku Yin, refers to the Dharmakaya.
That Sanji Yina Kosung Tubi Chagres.
So if it is a Buddha, it is necessary. So if one is a Buddha, he or she necessarily possesses the three bodies of Dharmakaya, enjoyment body, I mean truth body, enjoyment body, and emanation body.
So
residing in the 10 world systems perfectly, Sanje Jomden De, the Buddha's, the conqueror, see all the words, Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. So all you Buddha Bhagavans, so here these refer to the Dharmakaya or the truth body. I'm trying to dissect the English Soshin and where it is in the English, and I don't see it. So, perfectly completed Buddhas, Soshin. Perfectly completed Buddhas. Perfectly completed Buddhas refers to the enjoyment body. What? I think perfectly completed Buddhas. Oh, right, because we went over that. So it's not in the English? Could be a
Sanskrit word.
That's
Tsoshin Jeba.
Tsoshin Jeba. Tsoshin Jeba said the Longo Tengo. Tsoshin Jeba.
That's the enjoyment by Tsoshin
Jeba. What did Longo Tengo do? Tsoshin
Jeba. Tsoshin Jeba.
Tsoshin Jeba.
It's not helping. It's what it's happening. It's not helping.
Oh,
I gotta get to the Tibetan. So we're going to first explain, Rinpoche said, let's first explain the three bodies and the meanings of the three bodies. We'll do that now. Because there are those who are hearing these words.
What is the meaning of Dhammakaya, Sambhukaya, Rupakaya? What did he say?
So there are those who are in the dark, who don't necessarily know, who don't know what these words we're saying are. So let's go over the three bodies of the Buddha first. So the first is the Dharmakaya, or truth body.
Dhammakaya, the Sanjik Thanji Shambhata, Sanjik Thuju Gunendale, Chukulagas, Chukul.
The Sanjay Tamchi Chamba Dang.
Sanjay Chu Nachin Yoro. Nachin Dang Sanjay Jule, Nyomova Shiji Jiba Bumu Guden Yoro. But the Chukula.
Nicha. The Namchen. This Shingi, you know, the Chiran Dang A, Chipa Lago, Nishi, Moni Chuku Dang. Then a Goden Dang, Namchen, Nicha.
What Chukula.
The Chuku. I don't want to translate something Rinpoche didn't say. So, the first body, the truth body, Dharmakaya, refers to the omniscience of the Buddha's mind as well as the cessation or abandonment of the obstructions to omniscience and the afflictive obstructions. So, this is what the Dharmakaya is. These are the two things that the Dharmakaya is.
Cessation.
Right, the cessation and the omniscience. So, the second, which is the enjoyment body is necessarily found in where the gods are. There are no humans that abide where the longku, or the enjoyment body, abides. If there is an enjoyment body, there are necessarily gods there. So there are five, this is the part that I wasn't clear on, there are five. When we look at the enjoyment body and where it abides, and we see that only gods abide in it, then there are five different, did you get this part, Ed? Five characteristics of this enjoyment body. In the first, that it is surrounded by the bodhisattva superiors, a retinue of bodhisattva superiors. So there are five qualities of this enjoyment body, which is necessarily where this enjoyment body abides, gods necessarily abides. There are no humans that abide there. And one of the qualities is that it is surrounded by a retinue of bodhisattva superiors.
Mm-hmm.
So it is surrounded by a retinue of the Bodhisattva superiors, and there are not Hinayana or lesser vehicle practitioners there. The Hinayana, the Dajomba, the Teme. There are no humans, there are no foe destroyers, Hinayana foe destroyers. Retinue of Bodhisattva superiors. The body possesses the various major and minor marks, the 32 major marks and the 80 minor marks. So the body of the enjoyment body possesses the crown protrusion, the udang. It's adorned with 32 major, Buddha's enjoyment body is adorned with 32 major marks and 80 minor marks. In a similar way that we wear jewelry or adornments, the Buddha's body is adorned with these qualities, such as the korlos on the hand, circles on his or her hands, crown protrusion, etc. So he is adorned, he or she is adorned with 32 major marks and 80 minor marks. And the teaching that is given is only the teaching of the great vehicle. It is not the lesser vehicle path. So only the great vehicle path is taught. So there isn't been abandonment of cyclic existence?
All right.
So he will remain and remain until in some cyclic existence.
Until
samsara, korwa. Okay.
Until samsara is emptied.
Oh, okay. So he will remain until some cyclic samsara or cyclic existence is emptied. Thank you.
Oh, jitat ah gazeres.
Jipa.
Ah, jipa de gazeres.
So surrounded by a retinue of bodhisattvas, superiors. Bodhisattva superiors is the first one. So we'll do that next. Surrounded by a retinue of bodhisattva superiors, only teaching the great vehicle Dharma, adorned with the 32 major and 80 minor marks, abiding until the cyclic existence is emptied. Jipa. Hello, welcome. Right now, Rinpoche is giving a teaching. You're welcome to just please take off your shoes and have a seat.
Sit down.
You can see the rest of the teaching. Welcome. Thank you for coming. So in the fifth one, you don't remember. So in the future, we'll bring the fifth one.
Okay.
So this is what, when we say longgu or enjoyment body, this is what we're referring to. So if one is not a bodhisattva superior, then it's not possible to see the enjoyment body.
So those that could
be benefited, such as gods and humans and nagas and so forth, those who can be benefited, the longku, the enjoyment body emanates, an emanation body, to aid or help those who can be benefited, such as gods, humans, or nagas, etc. So when we look at the form zug chuku, the emanation body and form emanation, this refers to those beings such as Shakyamuni Buddha, or could be in the form of somebody who makes a house or a carpenter. Can come in all of these, in airplanes, anything that is form falls into the category of the form emanation, and it is emanated in order to help beings such as humans, gods, nagas, etc. So when there is an emanation of the Buddha, we don't actually see the Buddha. We will see perhaps someone who is blind or can't see, or someone who has some kind of illness or problems with his or her legs. So we would see an ordinary being. We wouldn't see a Buddha. We as ordinary beings would not see a Buddha.
And the Sanje Gutrubal is Sambhatan, Chutan, Kalatan, Namada.
So also the Buddha can emanate as a bridge or as water, Sambhadang, Chu Dang, what was the last one? Or a boat. the single pointed concentration, Chu Tingzi.
And then Chu Mengazul Chu Truba Sijin.
So if there is a need for water, the five elements can emanate as the five elements. If there is a need for a sentient being to have water, it will emanate as water, Rinpoche said. So emanate as the five elements, can emanate as the five elements. So if Buddha Shakyamuni were to emanate, so those ordinary beings who without great merit will not be able to see Buddha. So this is the enjoyment body, and the emanation body is the body that gods and humans, ordinary beings, can see. But if there is an enjoyment body or emanation body, if there is an emanation body, we cannot be certain if that being is a Buddha or not a Buddha. So there are various different kinds of emanations of Buddha, various different varieties of emanations of Buddha.
So the five,
So, nga garishene. Nga
garishene. Nga tsangso longku na jin shi kho shang se baba shada kuwa la supa nga tsanguro. Nga tsangu. Chukul nga tsangbi chagumarita.
So, okay, chagumarita.
Tenan ji ni tena tsangba yujire.
So, there are not five, five categories. There are five categories of the, five qualities that the enjoyment body possesses. And when we go to the emanation body, it's not enumerated by five. There are one or two, possibly. But the enumeration is not five.
And there are
various types of emanations, yeah. Such as tigers. And Rinpoche gave a list of different animals. Don't remember the exact list, but bears and tigers. So we see a tiger or bear, we don't think that's a Buddha. But it was really a Buddha. So look, drapo, look similar to an animal.
So
a being who is a Buddha superior, but not in the enjoyment body, is an emanation body. The chukku.
The chukku. Buddha being. Jogu yina Buddha being cha. Longu yina Buddha being cha. Truba la jogu yimi ma chas. Sanji trubi chu yoro. Chu de kanza maro. Marbe.
Chuku.
Sanji truba da. Sanji il chuba duwa.
So, if one is a being and is a Buddha and is not abiding in the, and is not the enjoyment body, then he or she is necessarily the emanation body, because emanation body and enjoyment body are person, kansak, both of these varieties of person, whereas the dharmakaya or chukku does not fall into the category of kansak or person. Chukku kansa mayimba. So in the Majjhimika Prasangika view, it's stated that if it is dharmakaya, if it is dharmakaya, it is necessarily not person. So in the Middle Way Autonomy School, Ranjupa, in the Middle Way Autonomy School, it states that within the consciousness there is the emanation body and enjoyment body. So the consciousness possessing emanation body and enjoyment body is asserted by the Middle Way Autonomy School. That difference from the previous view of the consequence view, Prasangika School. And in the mind-only school, they also state that within the consciousness, these are abiding. So how many emanations there are of a Buddha we cannot even know or understand?
There
is this story of Asanga and Lord Maitreya, and Asanga meditated for 12 years in a cave to be able to see Asanga and was not able to do so, and when he left the cave, he came upon a dog that had an infestation of bugs, was sick, and I did not know it, but at that point, that dog was actually Maitreya.
And the Sangha chit mayo kandalin hiji shechibujibaris, hiji chimujibaris, take a diva down the lanza, and the Maitreya tumu.
So then, Asanga was looking at the dog and saw that it had an infestation of bugs and was sick, and then compassion arose in his mind, and at that point the compassion purified his misdeeds and allowed him to see that that dog was actually Maitreya in front of him. So then Maitreya brought Asanga to Tushita heaven. Into the Tushita in one morning state. And this one morning was the same. Ngapja ngapju is 500.
Ngapja
ngapju. Then this one morning was the same as 50 years in the human realm. So 50 years in the human realm is just a morning in the God's realm. So then he was given teachings by Maitreya and then brought these scriptures back to the world and wrote them down, wrote the teachings down that Maitreya gave him. So it's because of the kindness of Asanga that we can study texts such as the Abhisama Alamkara, the ornament for clear realization. So if it is a Buddha, it necessarily is the three bodies. I'm sorry? Gusung. The three bodies. If it is a Buddha, it is necessarily the three bodies. Rimshe Yanjo Suranang. Sanji Yena, Gusung Yimichak.
Gusung Yimichak, Gusung Tubichak.
Gusung Tubichak.
Gulung Gulung Duba Tubares, Tubares, Saja Tubag, Choku Tubare.
If it is Buddha, it has necessarily achieved the three bodies. I'm using it instead of if he or she is a Buddha, then he or she has necessarily achieved the three bodies. The Yanjer Kali Kabudu Gangin Center, the NGK, the Selpa
Yomari.
Call it Tanda Kali Kabudu. The Gemma, the dictionary care, then a Leila with
the Tanda.
You think we can do it together? Okay. Then the Dixon, Dida La Sopa,
the Dada Sopa. Tada la sobi shuju injiden ji khan ta je na sanje jonden de sanje jonden de tada la sobi resma
tada la sobi
tada all of those residing in all the world systems of the 10 directions, all of those being the beginning first line, all of those
shuju injiden ji khan ta je na sanje jonden de khan je ne ji jo des.
And then Buddhas and Bhagavans.
Yes, Buddhas and Bhagavans. That there are residing in all of the world's third line and residing in all of the world systems of the 10 directions, Buddhas and Bhagavans. All of those words refer to the Dharmakaya. Mm,
the truth body.
And then in the end of the second line, as there are existing and sustaining, this refers to the enjoyment body.
Okay, and then Sanje
Tamche, all Buddhas. Okay, I'm sorry, in the first line, all those. Buddha. Oh, no, I'm sorry. End of the third line, all you Buddhas, that refers to the emanation bodies.
I think it's Dida Tamche. da tam che da la
da tam che da la gun so so pwan bo so ba tro chu so ngal zero nas ngal san ta ro jis
then chu te te chu ko yang je so la
ah
it's the only thing chu ko
chu ko git se chu ko tsong be chu ji chu ji chu ji je be chu ko chu ko tsong ji chu den de da da tam che what the joke then was the
first time
from Buddha Bhagavans
da da tan ji da la gun so so ya de pon bu so ba an ne san ji chuo su ta ma na su san ta ru ji s da la gun so so
so here I think the tathagata that's why dejin shi de da la so ba ji dejin ka tan ji dejin shi ba da jong ba arhats da jong ba yan da ba as many tathagatas I think that's the first one I think that's the first one I'll get it together for next week.
Yeah.
Just hold that thought and we'll table that for next week. Because I found something. I don't think what we just was just, no. I don't think it's right. What we just said to the camera, what we just said is not right. So we're going to go over it again next week and we'll get it clear. It's a small detail in here, but I just don't want to go over it quickly. I've got the text he's using right here. It's the same. So it's just a matter of dissecting it when we're not under fire in front of the room. It's definitely in the first.
The Dharmakaya.
The Dharmakaya. Okay, so then existing and sustaining.
Existing and sustaining is definitely the
enjoyment body.
There's some confusion about the remaining words that we haven't mentioned, whether they fall all into the category of the emanation body, or there's some of the remaining words that we haven't mentioned also refer to the Dharmakaya.
Is that like a design?
I think that it is all those and others, as many tathagatas, arhats, residing in the world systems of the ten directions. I think that's what it is because of the Dejin Shepa, Dajon Ba. Dejin Shepa is tathagata.
That is what?
The first one.
That's referring to Dharmakaya.
The first one. Yeah. Then I think existing, sustaining is the second one. Yeah. And I think Buddha Bhagavans, please, is the emanation. But let's get back to that because what I think isn't important. So if we look, it's important to know the meaning of to the founder, Bhagavan, Tathagata, Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate, because if we do, we can purify 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 eons of our negativities.
And
it's very beneficial. So let's do the concluding prayers then, and we'll end the session for the day. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. Okay, so the red book, second section, starting with the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer. I believe that's what it says.